Blog Talk Radio. cool. That's Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Pretty hot in the South so far early, and there's been a lot of hot talking here. I know them boys going down to Bobby Cove, where they got quite a few lock-ins locked in, you know, down there. So we're going to see what's up. Then they're supposed to come back here and try to show out if we had a venue to do so, and everything be fine with the weather. Seemed like everybody a little hot in the nuts, and they wanna get some things started. Now I wonder if this year gonna bring something different, because you know, right now, and I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do, but in some cases, when you know you're fast, I think you should grab your man. I don't think it should be overstep races, you know. I understand with the way these cars is today, you know, that you got to be careful and choose who you think you're going to race. You can't just look at a tire size and say, I'm going to knock his ass off. I don't care if he got big tires, but, you know, it kind of confuses me sometimes, because they say radio tires are the fastest tire. So to me, when you see a big tire come up and try to race you, especially on a glued track, a radio prep track, why do they step? You got to have the exact same size tires they got. I don't understand that. You know you flying. You know, running deep down in the fours or high threes. And man, if I ran like that, I wouldn't give a fuck. Long as you got a dough car like me, and I figure I'm in the area, man, we gonna race. But these guys here, man, they just stiff to death. It's just like no time class racing. And I can understand with some of these guys that you might have to do that. But a lot of these guys, you ain't got to do it. I mean, just like a car like mine, y'all step all over me. I got a all-steel big tire car. I ain't got the kind of equipment y'all got. Man, shit. I won't even worry about it. Y'all can do y'all thing. Hold on, y'all. We got somebody that come in early. What's going on, preacher boy? This preacher boy?
Hey, Daddy, what's going on?
What's happening with you, man?
Well, not much.
How's it going?
We just on there just listening and chilling. Listening
okay.
And chilling.
Hey, what was this with this 4015? This ain't preacher boy. Don't sound like preacher boy. Is preacher boy?
He on here.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. I thought this was
I'm on here, Eddie. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Eddie?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got the whole click on, Eddie. Everybody on.
Oh, okay, okay. That's cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah, on me and... I'm racing the same car Raylo racing after they race.
You mean you supposed to race Terrio?
No.
Or somebody else?
Three lug now with the purple car.
Okay. Okay, you got a purple car now? I ain't been seeing no paint jobs, man. Is that Camaro?
Yes, that's that Camaro they're running Raylo with.
Oh, okay. And that's gonna be on the 24th too?
On the 24th.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's good business right there. Got something to start out with on a Sunday.
Yeah. The day you call get down or lay down.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, do you think that some of these guys, like, overstep, man, in these races, man? You know,
I don't know.
Some of these guys get the stepping, man, and sometimes it ain't really necessary. Some of the shit they say. And that damn sure make it hard for motherfuckers to race, man. I think that's one of the issues in
That's the purpose of it. When you get that many steps, it's stepping your way out of a race. You don't want to run that race.
That's right.
When you got that happening, that's all it is. I don't know.
Yes, sir, I agree.
That's a no. That's too easy.
Yes, sir. Brother B?
Yes, sir. That'd be me. A zillion steps only says I don't really want to run this race. That's all a zillion steps say. I don't want to run this race. I ain't laid down yet, man. Yeah.
I'm like, man, this can't be me. Your voice sounds different,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, I'm laid down, yeah.
I might have my MPs up to loud.
Yeah, sitting up.
Yeah, man.
That's true. That when
I don't know, man.
When you ish out.
Yeah, man.
When you ish out a zillion steps, you don't want to race.
Yeah. And the other thing. You
did something I heard last night, man. I'm gonna tell you something I heard last night. I didn't get involved in it, but I heard him saying about people getting involved in races, and I agree with it to an extent that you should mind your business and stay out of people racing. But do you know I'm going to say at least 70 to probably 80% of the races that take place, if they did have the outside help, it wouldn't take place. They wouldn't even, I probably wouldn't take place if it's some of the guys that get involved and didn't get it up.
That might be kind of right, but damn sure a lot of times when the people are going to race, it take one thing for somebody to say wrong, and a motherfucker hardly want to race anyway, and them motherfuckers use that to get up after the race. So
anytime, all it takes is one or two things from the outside to stop the race. You don't want to race no way. You were looking for out.
Yeah. But I've seen so many times, man, where, you know, that might have been the case. But I just sit back most of the time and nobody don't ask me a question. I just sit back and listen to it until it's done. I try to stay out of so hard that I might miss all the particulars, you know what I'm saying? So if a person don't ask you to intervene or you just see something real crazy going on, I think everybody should just stay out of it, you know, and let them guys work it out. But if you see it ain't going nowhere or something like that, you say, well, look here, man, y'all might as well talk about this later or something, because y'all ain't going to do nothing. Or if you see somebody like Shorty say that they're going to put some shit in the game that might cause an incident, then, yeah, step in and, you know, hey, man, stop that, because this ain't going to do no car problem, you know. But as far as to tell a person how to race, and they ain't asking, I think you should stay out of it, you know.
Oh, that's what I said. This is going to sound kind of crazy, because I'm 100% in agreement with you. But I can promise you, like I said again, 70 to probably 80% of the races that take place, if certain people didn't intervene in them, they would never get locked in.
Yeah.
They really would never, ever get locked in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what well, tell me this here, Brother D. I'll try. No, I'll try. Come on. What is it?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, you hear these guys all the time. Scientifically, even the big guys have said that big guy cars is slower than a radio tire car. But yet, when you go to try to race a radio car and you got the big tires and wheelie bars on, they want to step you to take them off and all that kind of stuff. It don't make that. Now, that been puzzling me.
Well, I understand the puzzle part of it, because if you just take, let's get this clear before I go any further. I'm not nowhere near am I declaring myself to knowing anything about that tire. Never used it on my car, knew nothing about it, and still don't know very little about it at this present time. But the little bit that I have inquired, little knowledge that I have inquired on it, is that it takes more than just taking that tire off, being the slick, and putting that radius on. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to switch tires. I mean, the little research that I've done, I found that there's a total setup different, you know, from the slicks to go into that tire. But the end to it all is that you race your car the way you race it. What up, man? Chuck, what's happening with you? The end to it all, to me, like I said, I'm not no analysis on it, but the end to it all to me is that you race your car the way you race it, and I'm going to race mine the way I race it. Either we're going to run or we're not.
That's right. That's right.
I got a half-ass theory why they don't do that, you know, Eddie.
Yeah.
Come on with it, Jeff.
What do you think?
Yes, sir.
I do. Come on with it.
Well, you got to think about this. Just say 10 years ago, when everybody was on big tires, just about 95% of the cars made it down the track. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They big tires would just go. With the radio, some of them hit, some of them don't.
Don't freeze.
So they still get that in the back of their mind. Now, when you get your car perfected on radio tires, they won't give a fuck. But the people that don't have their shit perfected on radio tires, they kind of edgy about that because they still feel that a big tire will get down the track, whether it's fast or not. So they chances of the radio getting down the track is much slimmer than the big tire, so they still got that stuck in their head. But, I mean, you watch the shit like everybody else. They got these fucking radio tires so perfected.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times they going down the track.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And if it's on the radio track.
Hold on. I got to say it. Up north, mm-hmm. We way behind the 8-ball on the radio tire.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
Way behind. So... Now, if you was taking your car in and rolled down south, they probably wouldn't give a fuck whether you got a big tire. All you want to do is fuck up the radio track. I mean, but up here, they feel a little sketchy. Just say if we was at the Grove and you got big tires on, somebody got radio tires on, yeah, they a little worried about running you because 90% of the time, your car is going to go down the track, and theirs is 50-50 because they ain't got the shit prepared.
Yeah.
So that shit still sits in the back of a lot of people's mind, whether they want to say it or not. This motherfucker go down the track. Whether his car fucked up or not, he's going. He can recover. Even if he break the tires a little bit, he going to recover. You ain't recovering on the radio that quick. So,
yeah,
you know, that's just my little bullshit theory on it.
Yeah, I mean, you got more experience than me with it. You know, I just was wondering because every time you get on this phone and they talking about radio tires and big tires, I mean, they just like 100%, hey, radio tires is faster than big tires, and them boys down south racing down south. Just like with Tony Bynum, they used to tell Tony Bynum, oh, you got to take them big tires and Willie bars off. Till he finally took him off, you know.
He might have wanted to keep him on, but if they won't race you with that shit,
right?
Then you sitting up there with a bunch of money that you ain't doing shit. So you got to change a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I understand all that. But my question is, why the change if y'all consistently say radio are faster than the big tires, than Willie Bob?
Well, what you...
We should be happy to see a motherfucker come over there with a big tire, huh?
Well, down there they would. But, you know, Tony might be a little different. He might have a little more experience with it. Because he do generally get down the track if his damn car ever get off the fucking line. You know, that's his
right.
But, you know, but up here... Up here is a little different, you know. If you ever went to one of them tracks and you see the way they prep that shit and how that glue works with that radio, then you probably would understand a little better.
I understand that. That's what I'm talking about.
It's just a big difference in the North and the South. And it'll probably be that way for another 5-6 years unless something changes up here, which it probably won't.
Yeah.
So, you know, a few tracks here when they have certain events, but regular, hey, man, if you're not running down south at a radio track, you might as well just leave your shit on big tires and bars or small tires. Slicking bars, just put it like that. Non-radio track. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. If you're persistent going down south,
the race that they didn't have it was like when we used to go to Fat Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? They were still running clear.
Yeah.
I don't even think they sell slicks down south. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Got a point, man.
It's just a difference. And I know these people ain't saying a whole of them. But until they go down there and see some shit, then they figure out, damn, we way behind.
Yeah, I remember when y'all had to make that move, boy, when Daye made that switch over, man. And once he got straight, boy, the conversation down there changed. He started
Take some shit, but, you know, when you got to, it's people, but the other thing, though, what you were saying, when you were talking about why they don't want to race, I just don't think that, you know, it's not a gamble like it used to be. Now it's got to be a mature win. And that's where all the damn stiffs come in, which is fucked up. But, you know, and half the people putting stiffs in, they don't even know what the fuck they saying. So, you know, I don't know.
You ain't lying, man.
You know.
Yeah.
Like Brother D say.
If you really just want to race somebody, y'all just say, man, fuck it, come on, let's go. I'm going to swing for the fence, win, or get my ass blowed out.
That's right. Yeah. You're going to win or lose either way. You ain't going to always win.
But it all comes back to what I said probably 5-6 years ago when y'all started getting y'all talk shows. These motherfuckers up here can't handle no pressure no more. They know their ass finna get blasted on 4 or 5 talk shows. The morning show gonna make them motherfuckers wanna go kill their parents for having them. Motherfuckers just can't handle that pressure no more. I don't know why. But that's it. They just can't take a fucking loss and hold their fucking head up and wait on the next man. You know, it's fucked up, but that's what it is, Eddie. That's my opinion.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, I hope the races get off on the 24th. The 24th, they sound good. I'm gonna be there to watch. You know, we like everybody else. We want to see a good season up here, so we can go to our local tracks and get my little $20 bet going on. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
'cause them boys down south and got real disrespectful now. They look like all our guys are fell behind them. Waste and fell to the wayside, man. You gotta catch up to them again. They real cocky talking right now.
You know what? If you listen to that shit, then you should just be listening, not giving a fuck what they say.
Right. But I just hope you know that we can get compatible to them again, so we can have that fun. You know. That's all, because right now he's damn sure ahead. Boys ain't fucking around.
But I bet.
Hey, you know, some motherfuckers think COVID ain't shit, and some people think that COVID is I ain't gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's personal preference. That's all.
What y'all talking about, Chuck?
Why people are scared to run big time cars and shit like that, you know. That's all. Why motherfuckers scared to put 900 sips in because they know the morning show gonna set their ass off. Shit like that. Same you, shit. That's when y'all watching the damn races, man. You know
what I'm saying. I'm watching it.
Nah, I couldn't help but talk.
The basketball game. My bad, Eddie. Let me turn it down. This motherfucker's soaked.
Yeah, that's all it. Go ahead, man. I just voice my opinion. You know, somebody else might think something different.
Oh yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
man.
Eddie, what's your opinion, Eddie?
I already said mine.
Well, I want him again. I want his self opinion.
Well, I just feel that some of these races overstep, Leon, you know. And that's the crazy part about it to me. You know, it looks like people be trying to step themselves out of race other than to go ahead and race. When you can see your man is about the same ET as you, then why not just get out regardless of what tie you got on, Willie Bob or whatever. You know, like I'm saying, they say that a radio tie car is faster than a big tire car. The radio tires are faster, brother. So if you already got that advantage, you just got just as much of a fire this person or better, and you still want the man to take his Willie Bob's off and his tires and change them and all that, knowing they got to reset the whole car. It just don't make no sense, man. Get out there and whoop his ass. You say you got the better setup, and if he willing to come to you with some big tires on and you know your shit running, why the fuck you got to have a man just... You might as well just tell him, hey, man, give me the money. Just give me your motherfucking money.
Well, that's a lot.
It's a lot
of followers, though. A lot of people ain't even racing on them kind of tires, but they're going to follow somebody else, too. I don't race them, but
right.
I can tell you something. Some people don't believe it, you know. We know it's called racing, grudge racing. Everybody going to tell the truth. The only way you're going to get the truth out of this stuff, and I always say it, go to a class race. You don't get all the information because they ain't hiding nothing. They gonna have nothing.
They ain't hiding nothing. That's right.
The rest of them ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to tell you a lie.
Yeah.
A class race is going to help you. They're going to tell
you
what you need to do. And what it's going to cost you. And if you got some money, they'll be able to say, here's my number. Call me. I'll help you. But anybody else, they ain't going to do that. You know. I'm gonna speak for me. I've been on big tires of Woody Bob ever since I started racing. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still getting gambles. I'm still racing. I'm going to race the way I want to race. Because a fast car don't always win a race, no way. So I ain't nothing changed in mine. And I ain't gonna, and I can tell you this much, a lot of them switched over and went fast, been there, what they doing now. I'm doing more racing than they doing. They might do one, two races a year, waiting on the event, and I race every chance I get, and be gambling.
Right.
So who's the smart one? You sitting around here, your car stuck up in the chassis shop because you trying to do what Tom, Dick, and Harry do.
Hold on, Leon. Leon, don't say that D on the phone. Don't say that D on the phone.
Oh, man.
I hate you.
Here go the bullshit.
Don't say nothing about the
chest. That wasn't him. He ain't by himself, Chuck. That wasn't for him. But I know a bunch of them. I know some. And you know what? I mean, he's excuse parts. In the last 2 years, we having a problem getting everything. Some people can't get parts. Some people just in their way, you know. I'm the first. My grid box is messed up. That black box is messed up. I ain't said to nobody. I can say something now because I got one. Ain't nobody got them. Nobody.
They ain't got them.
I went to a little bootleg seed shop.
Hey, if y'all don't know, MSD shit come from China like everybody else. That shit stuck on the damn train.
Yeah.
They don't even have that box, Chuck. I got people from Kentucky.
I know.
To, uh, Mass, They didn't. I went to a bootleg seed shop that sells street rods and street race stuff. They had the nerve to have one sitting in the case.
Yeah.
And I got lucky.
It took us a while to find that damn box, but we got one.
And at the end of the day, race.
It's hard to get motherfucking pistons. And pistons went up damn near $600.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
They say it's hard to get aluminum to make the pistons now.
Yeah. Man. All that shit. If your shit ain't in the shop last August, you might not get out.
I'm going to ride out there tomorrow. Yep. You're going to make me ride to the shop tomorrow.
Shit. Uh-oh. Can't get.
Sit around with him for a while.
Can't get shit.
If those containers sitting out there in that water, it's going to be worse. None of those containers sitting out there in that water. That's where your paws are. Yeah. They here.
I mean,
it's the little man shit
that you be waiting on and you can't get.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Motherfuckers gonna go from diamond pistons back to Jane pistons.
Yeah.
Exactly. They'll go to what they can get. They'll be going to what they can get.
You're going to be buying a whole lot of shit they don't want
this race.
They ain't got nothing, man. You can't.
Hey, that's why I said a son's going to be a fool to be building a race car right now and don't know when he gonna get it because they so short of everything.
Yeah. You can't get shit.
You see how big his Lane Automotive is? Biggest Lane Automotive, man, they ain't hardly got nothing in that place. That place used to be you almost like going up in Summit, down in Georgia.
Yes.
So you go up in there now, they ain't hardly got nothing.
Dang it.
So your best thing to do is call before you ride.
Yeah. It's hard as hell getting any electronics right now. Jeez. Doctor.
Mm-hmm. He's going to end up back to the beach and going to share from these garages, pulling them 7 ALs and 6 ALs down.
Mm-mm. No, nobody. You're going to find them looking for them dual point distributors again.
Yeah.
You're right.
God damn. That's
way MSD stuff going to be out there. That MSD stuff going to be, You
can't get none of that. You can't get none of that foreign shit. Man, that shit way behind.
The South get lucky. They get lucky and get some stuff and some of the major people ain't doing nothing. They can't do nothing. They stuck.
And you can call any of them motherfuckers, ain't you ask them something, all they tell you is good luck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That nigga said, go to a dual force back. Man, did he get nothing?
Hey. Else? Hey, low rider. It's hard. I did have somebody let me borrow their box, but it wasn't no fun, because when you take it out, then you ain't got one. I finally, they say, hey, man, I'm going to need that box back because I'm about getting ready. I'm sitting up, ain't got no box. The other one is messed up. Shit, I just got lucky.
Yeah,
there wasn't nothing I could do about it.
And them parts now, see, I said, the week go faster.
Like we took, we gonna take them off a car. I had the parts of it, I had to put them back on there, but it ain't nothing like having your own, so.
Having your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only people getting parts is the chassis shop, but what's the problem getting your car out the damn chassis shop?
I'm going live tomorrow, man. I'm going live at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
You going live?
I'm making progress. I'm going live tomorrow at 12.
Yeah.
I want to show all the ins and outs of the world. Kimo says it's just a built-up dune buggy. That's what Bo says. It's just a dune buggy. We put some curves and bows on it.
Yeah, only thing, gas didn't go up much.
I didn't fill up.
I'm talking about race gas.
I put 75 out. Oh.
I'm talking about race gas.
Well, 127.
Huh?
Right now it's at 127. I think it's 127. 5 gallons, 23.
Oh, wee.
Yep.
Yeah, I just bought some for 109.
So.
I ain't bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't bad. I need to go where you went.
Yeah. That wasn't bad.
I won't
just
wait till last minute. I'm going to get my gas now.
I got a couple of cans just in case I need a little extra. I'm sure somebody going to blow up. I'll just go buy this.
Come on, man. Don't wish
it
on nobody, man.
I don't wish it. It just happens like that, Eddie.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Shit. Hey, he need the money. Shit, he going to be down for a while. You might as well give me that fresh can you got.
So, yeah. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Hey, man, give me that shit. You ain't going to need it for about 4 months. Let me get it. Shit. Yeah. Fucked up. Damn. This motherfucker. Yeah. What else going on, Eddie?
Ain't not too much, man. Just waiting on this season to get the rolling, man.
Ain't got too much long. You know?
Yes, sir.
You might even get your little old
it's coming about,
shit to go
it's coming
down
about
and try.
I'm sure we're going to try this time.
It's coming about another week. Eddie, you better start right now then. So by the time it comes, you ready.
I'm glad you told him because if he think I'll be talking
shit. You got
to
wait until the weather, y'all. The weather got to change. It was hell in the day.
Can I ask a question?
I want to ask.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If you see a fool, what you do? You hit him side of the head.
With a pack of
I'm just asking
a question. When you see a fool, do you hit him side of the head? I'm just trying to ask a logical question.
It depends on what the fool doing.
Yeah, well, whatever the fool shit he doing, and then you know you can beat him and do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, you cluck him.
You going to hit him upside his shit.
Right? Yeah, you cluck him.
All right then. Right. So my thing is this here. If a motherfucker constantly hit upside his head, he got to be a goddamn fool, ain't it?
Not necessarily all dogs. You know, certain dogs have their days.
You want to see a fool, baby?
Hey, baby, you want to see a fool?
Who the fool are you talking about? The reason I asked the question, y'all study talking and ain't fucking listening, man. God damn. Y'all ain't fucking listening. You not trying to get it because you study talking. You study running off of the goddamn mouth. Only thing I said is, if you see a fool, would you hit him upside this shit?
And we say, yeah, you dumb motherfucker.
I never call no fool, preacher boy, with your smart ass.
We answered your question, you dumb ass
motherfucker. Hey, preacher boy. I was going somewhere. We were going to have a nice conversation. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. I know you don't.
You dumb motherfucker.
Here you go, right there. Get a fool upside of the head, and he called me a dumb motherfucker, and I asked him.
We just answered your stupid ass question. We know your ass riding a bike with no seat, you stupid bastard.
Preacher boy, you right and I'm wrong. I wasn't even talking to you, sir. So the thing is, all you got to do is listen. You went past the fucking school. You didn't go to school, nigga.
We know you didn't either. Because the dumb shit you said and the motherfucker answered it, you told me, hold on.
We got people like you always want to be relevant into some shit that you don't even know where a motherfucker going at, preacher boy.
Leave it alone, bro.
You win in this argument. I'm sorry for even saying it. How about that?
Well, meanwhile, Chuck, show us another idiot. We just seen one. Show us another one.
Lord, how much? Look in the mirror.
Hold on. Oh, shit.
That's funny.
Man, all y'all had to do is be quiet and get some knowledge. Maybe you be putting that knowledge down sometime, man. Y'all got to admit it. You come up with that knowledge. You got to let them talk, though.
Well, listen, Big Eddie, I'm going to ask you the same thing he said. He said, if you have an idiot that want to get knocked upside the head, would you hit him upside the head? All I said was, yeah. Motherfucker said,
yeah.
And then he got to holler, hold on.
Everybody trying to say something, trying to be relevant in what I'm asking my question was, preacher boy. Come on, man. Let somebody else
but
talk.
But the question was a yes or no answer.
Hold on, man. You study talking, man. You study talking. You're not smarter than me, preacher boy. You're not smarter than me. Not period. So I was trying to come to a happy medium to have something to talk about on the show. So the thing is about a preacher boy, all you have to do sometimes, not all the time, because you be talking some good shit every now and then. Be quiet, man, and let somebody else say what they got to say. Hold on. Everybody say what they got to say behind the closed door. They say all this stuff about certain people behind. Sometimes just listen, man. You're trying to go somewhere, man. Shut the fuck up sometime, man. I shut the fuck up, when you tell me, shut the fuck up, bitch ass nigga, pussy ass nigga, me and you don't even get along. And then guess what I do? And when you right, you right, and I shut the fuck up.
You right. You right. But all I did was answer your question. But I'm going to let you
have
a flow. Go on with your question, baby.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Say it,
No, I'm looking at your basketball games.
Okay.
I know why he say hold on, and I know why he laughed like he laughed now. That nigga caught him in them clothes closet, hit him in his ass, and he yelled, hold on! And then he got that fucked up laugh behind it.
Hey, preacher boy, listen, when I got hit in the ass, at least I got some money behind it. You ain't got nothing that look like money, motherfucker.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, listen to me.
You ain't got nothing that look like money, motherfucker. You get free shit off Simpy, bitch. The fuck out of here. Now you want to sit around here and talk that shit.
Listen to me. If I did, you must be jealous, bitch, because you trying to bring up some shit that you
didn't
know
about.
I didn't want to shit, motherfucker.
When the last time you raised, preacher boy? Man, my daddy, goddamn, fuck you, your daddy up, your granddaddy, all them people. My daddy, fuck you people up, man. And then your Uncle Winfield came over to our camp and started fucking them up too. You lying, bitch.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Leon, you got some good jokes.
You like
hold
that?
Hold on, I love that. I like that. But yeah, look, hold on. I want to answer your other question.
Your Uncle Winfield came over with the money. Chino and Keisha running at 10:30. Keisha got the break.
Oh man, I'm back and forth.
Do you see your
preacher boy that was over there?
You're like confident in the world too.
Chino, she don't run that fast. She on the break.
Leon, what y'all watching it on?
Preacher boy, I kind of didn't like that. My daddy whooped every preacher boy that was, that name was preacher boy, motherfucker. How about that?
Boy, you got a dream. You got a dream. You might watch my daddy cop.
My daddy tore his ass up. Man, my daddy beat his motherfucking ass when he had his boots.
He ain't gonna talk about my daddy.
Like a motherfucker talk about another motherfucker daddy earlier. Hell no. My daddy beat y'all.
He's like,
What in the hell is going on?
That fucked up laugh again.
Fuck you.
Fuck you,
Prince.
What are you going on with me,
motherfucker?
He said, hell no, I ain't going.
Oh, true. They got down.
Now I'm looking at these funny cars. They're right. Talking about the red funny car shit.
Hell no.
Is that what y'all talking about?
Yeah,
I'm on the wrong thing. I'm looking at the goddamn funny car shit.
Texas, I believe.
Yeah, big
okay, let me go to the other
preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, get it. Now, listen. I'm going to ask you a serious question. If a motherfucker whoop all your granddaddy, your daddy, and your uncle and them, hold on. And then when you got older, would you try to redeem them?
Whoop another relative? Hey, we gonna end this right here. He ain't gonna get to whoop me.
He gonna get to stand.
It's gonna skip a generation. It's gonna skip a generation. You crazy?
He going through the family tree.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna make a new tree. Goddammit.
The man said this morning, man. He said, man, he went through the family tree, pushing his shoulder, man. I was cracking up laughing.
Hey, baby.
Motherfucker.
Huh? Hey, baby. Lil Will said, hold on.
I know he was trying to talk. It was the truth. Hey,
Oh, shit. Hey,
you know what? You know what, man? It's good to laugh, to keep the prayer for what the life we going through and what we living through. But the thing is about it, this here, have fun while you living, man, and get your laugh here and there, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Man, listen. Y'all hear Lil Will crying on the phone? You know, motherfucker threatened him, told him he couldn't go back to the auction. He was like, hold on!
I got fucked up when he said he was pushing him in the stroller, and he said he was babysitting. I said, good God almighty, did this man just say this shit?
Did that hurt? That was a real low blow.
That's a real blow.
He said he pushed him in a stroller, and he said, when you get old, I'm going to whoop your ass.
He ain't lying now. Hey, preacher, I'll stop you when you lie. You ain't lying now.
Hey, and then when Lil Will was riding in the car with his mama, and his mama seen him race, up and that little nigga, that young man there is a bad man. That motherfucker said, mama, why don't you do something like that, daddy, right there?
Nope. He said he pull up in that Benz. He said, look, pull up in that Benz. He said he pull up in that Benz and tore a motherfucker ass up and got back in the Benz and say, the mama say, that's a bad young man right there.
He looked up at his mama like, mama. Mama, what are you talking about? Hey, ain't this Keisha finna race? This is like Keisha, ain't it?
Well, you and baby was talking so much, I was trying to tell y'all, but no, this is just a test pass.
Okay.
He got to race.
I'm sorry.
He got to race that. He raced some Chino at 10:30.
Well, okay. Baby, shut the fuck up. We fucking up the show.
What time? They down in Texas.
I ain't said nothing.
Yeah, they in Texas.
So what time is 10:30 in Texas? Same as ours?
Hell no. They 11:30. They got to be 11:30.
Oh. They behind us out.
They're the same time. They're the same time.
We're the same time.
Oh, okay.
Hey, kid, that was
smarter than me.
Your buddy, Quan,
no, I thought it was Pacific.
Hey, Riley. Hey, mommy.
He's just going to shake down. He's going to shake it down.
That's pretty motherfucker.
Who we? Good God Almighty.
Hey, y'all, ain't that Zay in the background?
He say Zay.
Ain't that Zay back there wiping windows? Zay back there wiping the windows.
Oh,
God. He's a window
damn.
Washer.
Oh, man.
This motherfucker here, man.
Yo, they probably down there.
If he don't be down there, they gonna put him out the click.
Ain't in that.
No, he got to be. You know he got to be down there with his pom pom and cheerleader clothes on.
That's a pretty motherfucker, boy. That motherfucker is gorgeous.
Yeah, the T-shirt pretty. The T-shirt pretty car.
The ass, too.
That, too. Hey, that's a mean combination, ain't it? Ain't it tough? Fast and pretty?
Yeah.
God damn, there's someone on the side. God damn, they revving up some shit.
Small tires matter.
No grooves, baby. All ball. All ball. No grooves.
That motherfucker gonna be packed all day tomorrow.
So looking at it.
Hey Chuck, you should have went down there, man, so you can put some hat on to put some respect back on the North Main, man.
No, Eddie, I'm tired of driving, Eddie.
I know that's right.
Long
ride.
Long motherfucking ride, man.
Yeah, man. Now, how far is it for them? Is they as far from Texas as we are? Because I heard them saying the same shit.
Yeah,
just
it
about.
Is. But, I mean, they go straight across, though.
Yeah.
You have to go all the way down. It ain't that bad a ride, though, because they right at extreme.
That
bitch so.
Looking good.
It ain't that bad.
Yeah,
that motherfucker made a hit.
Yeah, that motherfucker made a hit. That shit looking good.
Yeah, get to see all the players now. I guess I can go see if I can get me a bet now.
Hey, what y'all viewing
what's
that on?
What's the other Kai racing? It's on Facebook. What's the other Kai racing? Hey, you in my group? You in my G-Body group? You can go on there and see it. I shared it to the G-Body group.
Is under Preacher Boy or just G-Body group?
The G-Body group. It's on the G-Body group. Gotcha. It's G-Body Shuffle. It's at G-Body Shuffle.
Cool. Gotcha.
guess you got to be a G-body to get in.
No, you can be in it, Chuck. You already in it. You on my page. You my friend. You my friend.
I mean, your ass is out.
What'd you say?
I said, that man, Eddie ass is out.
Yeah, Eddie ass is out. Eddie, we gotta tell Eddie about it. We gotta tell Eddie about it. He can't see it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I was saying, right.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. You know what I'm saying?
That motherfucker sound good too.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
God damn.
And then wreck that something.
Damn,
he
tried.
He should have got off the gas when he got sideways.
Man, you
he should have went on to the other lane.
God.
He should have went on to the other lane. All he had to do was drive into the other lane.
Man, shit happens so fast sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Damn. That was fucked
up.
Yeah,
the motherfucker was hooked hard too, boy.
Yeah. His
buddy just rent.
Hey, Stokey, can I ask Baby a question? Just like what you bought.
You got me warm over here.
I just, I heard you say something tonight, Baby, and I got to ask.
Go ahead.
What the
Go
fuck
ahead.
Does it take to be relevant in the race game?
Oh, shit. Hey, Chuck, you know what it is, Chuck? It's going to be a direct answer. My friendship and your friendship. I've been knowing you for the longest. So
I know, but
you can talk to me. A lot of people don't even know you. And a lot of people don't know me. So the thing is about it, the relevancy is this.
You're not answering the question, though.
So you end up beating around the bush. So you end up beating around the bush.
What do you think it takes to make you relevant in the racing game?
First of all, it depends on what you're saying. Okay, I don't want to make it. I was trying to make it direct. But you saying what make a person that's either ain't got no car or got a car relevant in the game.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, this is what makes a person relevant. A person I'm gonna say Punk Kid. Punk Kid been around racing all his life. He drove cars. I don't know if he ever owned the car or anything of that nature. So that makes him relevant, okay? A person that got a car, okay, we going to use Skin. Skin got a car. He been racing. Donye. It's a whole lot of relevancy that comes with it.
So
you give me a catch-22.
You give me a catch 22 here.
No, if you own the car, you just relevant.
No, it's not. No, because Jeremiah not relevant to me in no race. No, no. Jeremiah is not fucking relevant to me. No.
So, what? Because
they got cars that drive
person,
up and down. They got cars that drive up and down the street, and you know
in,
I know,
the
and they
game,
and they have pulled Jeremiah
game,
ass out
in particular. So what makes
well,
the
well, say this. Well, give me a direct.
Game.
Okay. Okay, somebody that's actually engaging, first of all, that's actually locking in some races. I'm gonna say like Leon, I'm gonna say like Scrap,
Okay.
I ain't gonna say the boys from 6 Mile
Race. Lock in a race, you relevant, right?
No, it don't make you relevant. That don't make you relevant. That
okay,
you can
well,
be a dumbass and lock a race in.
Relevant.
No, that don't. That you can. I locked the race in with Terrio. We got our ass towed out. That didn't make me relevant. I thought we could beat Terrio. That didn't make me relevant.
Anybody, in your opinion.
In my opinion, that's what I'm saying. You asking me like 9 different questions in one scenario, and I'm
you
trying to
name. You name one thing you said they locked
no,
in the race.
I'm gonna beat around the bush. I'm gonna beat around the bush, fucking with you. I'm gonna beat around the bush because it's a lot of answers that I can give you. It's a lot of shit that I don't know what you want me to answer to you.
Your opinion, a certain type of retort.
My opinion is a person that's like Three Love, that's always racing, or a Terrier or something like that, or somebody that's always racing. What makes them relevant to me is that they always in the game, and they always trying to make a hustle. And a lot of people, Chuck, real shit. A lot of these niggas don't know how to gamble. They don't know how to gamble. They hate to lose their money and all this shit, all this old yarn and shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, boy. I'll blow your ass out shooting dice. I'll beat you goddamn racing on feet.
I
guarantee you got complications with your body, bitch. Now, so the thing is about it. Yeah, the motherfucker got asthma. The motherfucker got diabetes. I know why you hawing. Oh no, motherfucker. You sitting around here got an element with your body. Pussy ass nigga. Whoever the fuck he is back there. Sitting around here trying to get a laugh. Get your stupid ass out of here, pussy ass nigga.
No, man, on the real, man.
The man in the background. Like I said something wrong. Get your bitch ass out of here, pussy ass nigga. I bet the motherfucker takes some type of pills every day. I guarantee the motherfucker takes some pills every day. I don't take shit, bitch.
Hey, man, what the fuck wrong with you, man?
Fuck that nigga, man.
God damn.
Fuck that whole ass nigga, Lord, on the real, man. I ain't saying nothing, man.
Ask him a
question.
He gonna sit up here,
make your bitch ass out here. Make your mama whore. Trying to crack a joke.
Hey, man, I just asked the question, dog.
The joke cracked on you,
Cookie.
Man, what
the fuck,
man? Man, no, fuck that man. Nigga, man. Nigga sitting around here trying to crack a joke and don't know who the fuck he's fucking with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, boy. You ain't smart, boy. You ain't red
yet.
I hear all
that
shit.
This you
black
Malibu?
Black Malibu? No, I don't have a black Malibu. No, I don't have a black Malibu.
I'm back. What I missed?
I got the Malibu on there, man. The Malibu on there, man.
All right, I got. I got you. You befriended me. Cool.
Take your ass up. I'm looking for a motherfucker. I promise you, I'm looking for a motherfucker to tear their ass up. Motherfucker in the background.
Funny. There, yeah, baby, tear their ass up.
Now, can you
What y'all talking about now, Eddie?
Get him, baby.
What y'all got
going I'm trying to get baby. We ain't talking about nothing, Lincoln.
Chuck got some baby questions. He trying to learn some knowledge.
Right. I'm trying to get time to talk to Uncle Chuck him up. You know how we shut
these
guys, man.
Baby
keep cussing in the background talking about.
Take some pussy ass to sleep.
Mm. Ain't nobody said none of you. It's like that young. Some pussy ass out of here, bitch.
I'm sorry, Vic. I apologize. I didn't mean it. You know, my buddy, man. I'm fucking Vic. My buddy, man. I'm fucking Vic. Vic, you back there doing all that yawning, huh?
No, that wasn't me, man. I'm a fucking look like y'all. Hey, Chuck, I'm sorry, man. Shit with baby. Hey, Chuck, I'm sorry, man. Shit with baby. Got baby talking to everybody out. I ain't saying a word. Got the name. Hey, Chuck, it was somebody back there yawning. It was somebody back there yawning. And I don't know, Joe. We were trying to figure it out who it was. And then Vic just come off the line, and he was like, "No, it wasn't me." And then he yawned, and then Uncle Chuck and Luck caught him. When he caught him,
I didn't yawn, sucker.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, fuck, I didn't, man.
Oh,
yeah.
He had that blue color that he hit to the wall in Florida. And then he bought quite a cap. That's they say that's what's that? That's Karma. Hey, booking the ball, come.
Common used to look cleaner than that.
I know it was a lot.
Yeah, but that's flat black. They got a flat black. They say that's the car. That's the old Karma.
Oh, okay.
Now, ain't that I know, boy. They trying to lay that power. You see Jamie got out there. When he got out past that 330, that shit went up. He got right off that son just quick.
Timo give him the break, or somebody give him the break.
Giving Jamie the break?
Yep, giving Keisha the break.
Yeah.
10:30. The 10:30.
What
is it, Tino? Tino,
slow ass life.
Tino.
Gino.
Gino.
Woo,
that
Gino.
Yellow one?
He giving Keisha the giddy look.
That
yellow, that 69.
Don't no motherfucker get hurt.
Shit, that ain't. No, that's going to be a tight race down there now. Oh, that motherfucker got up in there.
Yeah, but shit.
That's
going to
be a tough race.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, but did you see? That motherfucker damn near got 900. He damn near got 900 inches in that damn thing.
He probably do.
If he ain't got it, shit. That motherfucker got a slug up in there now. Wee.
He don't smoke nothing that shit before he leave, because Jamie going to be gone.
He better be, or he going to be like that last big-time motherfucker, that last Camaro down there with all that motor shit. Keisha didn't have a chance. That motherfucker ran out of Keisha's life. That motherfucker was good to eat. That last big time they thought they had grab hold to, that song just went suicide. Old Texas boy got some big old motors down there. Bump them. Well, Jamie got to make the trip now, though, because he just got out there about 300 foot out, and that sucker started going into a tire spin.
He didn't make it 300. Shit.
That something stood up on the... With his height stuck, I said, "What's going in there?" I said, "Oh, you on the way." I'm hungry.
Damn, man, how many times you gonna say you hungry, man? Goddamn, go eat.
I don't know. I'm trying.
Shit, you ain't gotta work tomorrow. Shit, go eat. Where my man Baby go? He done took off the stick. Y'all put him off the show. You fired him yet, y'all ready?
I can't fire Baby. You're one of my best employees.
Baby, right here. Church on the move. Church right here. What happened? Let the motherfucker keep on yawning. Let him keep on yawning. And when I find out who he is, I'm going to chat that ass up, show shit. I'm going to tear that tail up. I'm going to be like Brother House. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to cuss. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to just tear that tail up. Come on, yawn again. Come on.
Good shit. Funny.
Yeah. Motherfuckers is crazy, man.
Well, y'all funny as all that does, man. That will make the show, man. You gotta keep laughing and keep crying, man. On the real.
Hey, you going to Memphis? You going to Memphis, baby?
Yeah. My daughter just bought a house down in Memphis. Yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughter just bought a crib down there, so I'm going to go down there and check her joint out and shit like that and hang out with her
baby
for a little while and take a car and drive to the track.
Baby. Going to win the races on the 24th.
What do you say?
I said, who's going to win the races on the 24th so I can bet? I need to know.
I don't know. I have the slightest idea. I hope the fastest man wins. I hope you on the right side of the
Come
pit.
On.
Shit.
Give me some inside information so I know.
No. We need to do that. Now when I see you, I might tell you something that you might not know. But if I don't, guess what? I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I'm gonna keep my mouth closed. Because everybody think they fast now.
Don't
get it twisted. Everybody think they fast.
I'm just saying, you know. Chuck
asked
you a question. Why these niggas
want to
be? Everybody
want to. Well, the thing is,
you know
about it, sometimes you know something. Sometimes you shut the fuck up. It's good to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Mm.
I want to hear that motherfucker yawning. Come on, one more time.
I'm just saying, shit. Motherfucker want to be relevant.
I know a whole lot of shit. I just don't say.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that nigga done had another shooting at an outlet mall in Rosemont.
Fucked up.
You can't even fucking go nowhere. You can't go nowhere.
They didn't shut up the mall and took off. And they ain't got nobody.
They had a shooting on 71st by the expressway. On the expressway by 71st this morning. And traffic was back all the way up to Torrance Avenue.
Man, my phone just going off like a motherfucker with that shit.
And you know what? Now he needs to yawn. That motherfucker that was back there yawning, he needs to yawn because that's everyday
that's
shit for
up.
Us. He needs to yawn, goddamn, because that's everyday shit for us. The motherfucker lives in Chicago. Now come on, what's the yawning? Come on,
crazy in that bitch.
Motherfucker that lost their life and you sitting there yawning and shit like you some motherfucker. Get your goofy ass out of here, nigga. You a goofball.
Is he relevant, baby? That nigga, he's not relevant.
I'm just being real. The motherfucker that lost their motherfucker whole life and he's sitting around here yawning like it's a joke.
That's all yawning would make him relevant.
Hey man, y'all see where that 14-year-old boy fell out of that rock?
Oh.
In Atlanta,
yeah, off the ride, in Orlando.
I just left Orlando, boy.
Motherfucker, don't even watch the nigga.
That's why I wasn't riding no rides. Them white folks so careless with that shit now, man. People falling all off out them rides like that.
14 years old.
I know he fell to death.
Yeah, he died. Yep.
They say he was traveling about 50. They say he was traveling like about 75 miles an hour.
He was dead before he hit the ground. They say the man was dead before he hit the ground.
What did he fall out of? On the roller coasters, man.
No, that ride that go up and down.
Yeah, so it's
I guess the lock thing came unlocked. Yo. He came falling out of it.
You know what? I ain't trying to be funny, but said the ride that go up and down. I said, what's that? The morning show?
Hey, Chuck, now you ain't
going to
do my show like
that,
man.
You had on board with that.
I'm just saying, so.
That was a good one, Chuck. That was a good one.
Okay.
That was a good one.
It was okay, it was coming and going.
Hey, Chuck, I can ask you a question. I ain't relevant because I don't be on the morning show.
You one of the baddest dudes out here.
Hey, you know what? I didn't know how bad that motherfucking show was. The skin was telling me that shit last week. I'm like, God damn. These niggas telling it all.
Baby, you ain't caught the voice yet, baby. I said, was you pick up on
it? No, leave him alone, bro. Leave him alone. Let him play. When I tail up, I'm gonna get to it. I promise you. I'm gonna get to it.
Hey, I trust you, man.
Baby, say you gonna get to it. Baby, say you're gonna get
him. I promise you, I'm gonna get him. Show shit, thank you, Gritty or Ghost. I know. Road ass out of here, boy. You can't even yawn good, motherfucker. It's Friday, motherfucker. I know you ate some pizza. You nasty throat, motherfucker. Your throat nasty, punk.
Damn.
Your throat nasty, punk. Eat some pussy. You might get some clarification in that motherfucking throat. Yeah. How about that? That motherfucker sound like he sound like he snowed, goddamn it, all night and had his wife and everybody in the house woke up all night. So nasty ass. You nasty throat, bitch. How about that? Come on.
It's turning into the night show, goddammit.
Yeah.
Come on, get your ass out them bushes, punk. I don't want to hear none of that shit. You long throat motherfucker. You Pepsi drinking motherfucker.
Yeah.
You Coca-Cola drinking motherfucker. You coffee drinking motherfucker. Your motherfucking throat nasty than a motherfucker. No, your teeth fucked up. You nasty bitch. Whoever the fuck you is. Ooh, man, y'all got my fucking stomach hurt, man. Fucking with this.
You ain't pick up on me, man.
Yeah. I don't care, Bro D. Hey, Bro D, I don't care. Come on.
There was nobody with stones making all that damn yawning with his tired ass driving that truck. Truck driving stones. You know, hey, baby, you know them truck drivers do get tired now. And they keep on pushing themselves.
If you keep on driving that motherfucker, he gonna goddamn run that song gun to a rail. Or to the next way stop, and they gonna make them, they gonna make them take them a nap, motherfucker. And it is Stokes.
They
gonna make his ass take a nap and sit your ass out. Let me see your motherfucking logs, it, motherfucker. You.
Lord.
Hey man, what the hell? Do you know a goddamn promite?
He got a pro mind. That nigga a yard?
No.
Hey, Brody, I've been had it. I just didn't want to smoke with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm gonna leave it alone. I'll call you on the back line. I'll tell you.
Tell me, baby.
I think I know it was, too.
Nope.
Hey, baby.
I'm calling.
I know there's one thing. You won't tell me, baby?
Tell me.
Shut up. I don't tell you now. You won't tell Bud D, but you won't tell me. Kind of fucked up, baby.
That's fat change. I ain't got no problem with it.
The show will know.
You gotta have a show.
The nighttime morning show wants to know, baby. Inquisitive man.
Yeah, you gotta have a show, man. You gotta have these guys laughing and stuff like that, man. We've been on the phone all day talking. From 7 o'clock.
Whoever they is, it seems like when you talk, they yawn.
I ain't gonna say the brother name because I don't mess with the brother. But the thing is about it is this here. I'm gonna stay out of that car. So the thing is about it is this here. Hey, brother D.
Yeah.
Now listen.
You gotta keep saying it.
Come on, tell me the truth, Shane the Devil. Is it LT? It's LT, my man.
Timo!
Exactly, sir. There you go.
That didn't sound like Timo to me, though, baby.
But you know what? That was Timo. Timo would have came off of you, baby. I don't know if that was Timo.
Stop it, man.
Stop it, man. Believe me, you accuse Timo. He coming. He coming off. He can't say that. Don't know. Hold on. Baby, don't you be on the morning show all day.
It depends on when they call me. You know, you be on there enough, right? Right. I already knew who it was. I already know the business. So I never said, that's the reason I never said anything, because I don't want to say that brother. I never said that brother name. I don't want to get into it with that man. I'm going to leave that man alone.
Okay.
He know what it is.
So I ain't going to do none of that extra.
Well, you didn't say it, baby. I said it. So he has to see, he has to talk to me about it. I said maybe Lincoln, you might be right.
That's what I said. I never accused him.
We didn't say you did, baby. And we said to tell you. Leaky and I did. But we find it hard to believe that that's him, because that guy, You accuse him. He coming. He going to come.
That time it's coming off of mute. I'm over coming off of mute. But I don't know, though.
Crazy.
Hey, baby. I think it's Eddie. I think it's Eddie. I'm going to tell you right to say. If Eddie ought to be the one doing all that burping, and then he is all that yawning stuff.
I don't think it's Uncle Eddie. I don't think it's Uncle Eddie. I know Uncle Eddie's voice.
By that nasty motherfucker.
I'm hearing somebody that's
shit.
Tired
you know
and riding.
I'm gonna tell you what I think it is. I think it's Dunye. That's who it is. I think that's Dunye.
Oh Lord have mercy, man. Hell no. Me and Dunye don't play like that. Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Me and Dunye don't need to play like that.
You know,
Dunye, you know who it could be, baby?
I'm going to tell you who it could be. Country Pimp.
Nope. Pimp would yawn and cuss me out. You'll call me and cuss me out. Bet you a lie. Bet you a cat dog on that. I don't mean to call you a lie in your face or call you a lie on the phone. But
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Y'all gave me good clues about who it was, but I don't know.
What about Mike Felton? Could it be Mike Felton?
No, I want the boy's name? Kenny Reed. I want him. I want him. That's who I want. I don't want Kimo. I'm done with Kimo. Kimo, he booked already. I want Kenny Reed, Kenny Reigns, or what is his name? I'm gonna tear his ass up.
What did he do to you, baby? He told me to shut up.
That's like me telling you a grown ass my elder to shut up. I ain't gonna tell you no shit like that, Ruddy. He gave me no respect. So, guess what? I'm going to give him no respect. I'm going to tear his ass up.
You're going to put some respect on your name, man.
There you go. You see that? I can't catch it neither. I ain't trying to catch it. And I won't give a care.
Yeah, but I thought it was. You said it's not there. I'm telling you, man, I think that's Dunye, man. I want Kenny Reigns' ass, Kenny Red ass.
It might
be that's Kenny Reigns, man. You think it's Kenny Reigns? You know what I think it is?
He ain't coming off mute. He a punk.
I bet that's Bruh Flop. I bet that's who it is. He on vacation
today? That ain't Bruh Flop. No, hell no. Bruh Flop cussed me out. No, Bruh Flop cussed me out all day, every day.
Got me back.
Nope.
Yeah, but I come up with you.
Ken cuss me out every day. Flop cuss me out every day. Some old guys cuss me out every day. I take it, and I keep on moving. I better not see Kenny Reigns or Kenny Red or whatever the name is from down south. I'm going to tell
them. Hey, baby. You know what? I just thought about something. You think of it, you sure it ain't bald head? Because that's the song that we ain't heard in a while.
He's going to cuss me out, too. That's like logical shit.
Oh, well, yeah. You're right.
That's a good guess.
That might be Raylo, baby. Me and Raylo, me and Zyro, and all the old guys.
Those good people.
Raylo, Zyro, we all good people.
They said it to me in my face
and smacked me on my ass, and I get on and take my whooping to get up and get the fuck on. Joe Lee. And I'm going to accept it.
Y'all good people.
Sam and all the rest of them guys. Yep, Joe Lee. Take my ass whooping and keep on moving.
Okay. I'm sure you got a hoop there. Me. They do it, when they do it again, I'm going to catch that boy. They do it again. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got no problem getting the ass whooping. I ain't got no problem getting my ass cut out. Is it Big Drag? You think it's Big Drag?
No, big fella laid back, chilling, getting his rest.
I did. So we got him out the way. So
might be Pine. What about Pine?
No, Pine is. He cussed me out. Pound to cuss me out. He's worse than skin. So he no, hell no, he don't know the time. Pound to get to my ass. Pound to tell my
all
ass.
Right.
Man, we got to put a name on the
board. Ass, check the bag, baby.
Hey, keep getting away, baby. Got to put a name on that boy.
I want that Johnny, man. Where you at? Come on off you and tell me who you is before I get you to the ass for a second. Just
get
yourself
stuff again, John. Get mine and leave mine in the
bag. One more time. Come on with him one more time with the young.
Hey, baby. It might be Flop. What the hell Flop got his ass at?
I told you, Flop will cuss me out. Flop on the other side already. You put Flop in it twice.
Damn, baby.
No.
I said scrap. I said scrap.
No,
oh, can they give
scrap
us one on the five?
No, hell no. Scrap don't got that shit to come get a drink or cuss me out and call me all type of this and that. And I ain't gonna, I'm going to go and sit my ass down. I ain't going to be doing none of that shit.
Well,
scrap.
I got a little bit of the five. Okay.
I ain't
going to
do none of that shit with Lord. Not period.
Oh, sweet baby. That sweet baby, they gave us some sweet baby.
How about, no, you already said his name.
Oh, you know what? Lowrider. Where'd Lowrider go? That's
yeah.
Who it was, baby. You
who,
see how he got
was,
quiet?
Who was it?
It wasn't Lowe.
It might be Lee. I heard Lee and since the show came on.
He'll cuss me out. You don't cuss me out. That ain't shit.
There ain't Lee Lord.
You don't cuss me out. I ain't worried about no damn Lee. I ain't worried about no damn scrap. I ain't worried about no damn skin. I ain't worried about no motherfucking Stokes. I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about no damn Brody. I ain't worried about no Tim House. No, none of that. Y'all good people. I ain't worried about certain people. Certain people I ain't worried about.
Okay.
I was just trying to help.
No, I'm just saying you cuss. Hey, Leon, you will cuss me the fuck out. I ain't got you ain't did it before. I ain't got no problem with you cussing me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna find out who that motherfucker is in that background. That's who I'm gonna.
I am. Not a damn young. They might be going sleepy for this and snoring in a minute. You find out.
They need to put his ass on mute.
He gonna snore like a yarn?
Man. Uh-oh. I'm going on mute. Hey, man. I just took me and my daughter to Clovis and got us a four-piece and some fries. Do you know that shit cost $22? I mean, $20 and change.
Hell yeah. Clovis is
right. That shit is half. Damn.
That shit is expensive. I'm glad you didn't get a double burger, a burger. That shit goddamn it run you goddamn it two double butter burgers. Man on the head, that shit will run your ass out of there.
Hey, baby.
About $30.
I just figured out who that was. He just came off a mute, White Castle.
Hell no, I'm a White Castle lamb. Why would he do that?
Yeah, if you really
dropped
his name, boy.
Hey, I just been sitting back listening. Leon,
dropping names back to back. Oh my!
I know who it is.
There you go.
That's big time.
I'm fucking with Ty. Time my man. Nope.
I don't know about Black James.
Nope. I don't really know Black James like that. I ain't really never even said really too many things since Black James.
So you know you don't know.
It might be that old A. You know what? It might be old black ass DMX. Might be old DMX.
No, DMX, oh, DMX, man. My man. It might be Nutty. I think it might be Nutty.
Uh-oh.
Doing that kind of nutty. Yeah, it could be nutty. I tore his ass up early.
I think
yeah.
Y'all nutty?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I told him it sounded like he had some snuff in his mouth or some shit in his mouth when he be talking.
Damn. Maybe he's got a hot on the man.
Well, guess what? It might be him. It could be him because I got on his ass kind of hard earlier, but I don't know.
Oh, so, yeah. What about Madman? You know he might be hot.
No, hell no. Hell no. Rob, Rob, Robin,
there.
Yeah, I know.
He
sleeps.
Robin the bed.
I already know.
Hey, baby, hold on, listen.
Go ahead.
I could have sworn I heard somebody snoring.
Yeah, what you trying to say?
Damn. Yeah, somebody found him.
It was just that snoring sound, baby. You heard that noise? I'm on you.
Hey, is that Nutty?
Lord have mercy.
Is that Nutty, man? Don't tell me that's Nutty, man. Don't tell me that's Nutty back there, man, with that shit all in his mouth, man. Man got shit in his mouth, snuff in his mouth, and spitting it out at the same time. All that shit brown to the motherfucker. And he blind.
Good. God,
I could have heard somebody start snoring. Uh-oh. There's somebody.
Somebody going to come out.
I think that's Zay, man.
That ain't Zay.
You don't think it's Zay,
neither? They say Zay was down there wiping cars and windows and shit.
That's the cover. He got this thing down there when he on the show.
Wiping cars down at window. What you talking about, Leon?
Oh,
that
was somebody said.
Oh, what are you in Texas?
Oh, shit.
What are you in Texas, Leon?
I think that was somebody said. If you don't go to the race, you get kicked out the club or the team, whatever they're saying. I heard somebody say he's wiping on the window or something. But they can wipe on that damn teacher. Oh, man. Come on, man. Good God, man.
Baby, you got to catch that. You can't keep going. I bet that's Dre, baby. That's Dre. Mm-hmm. That's Dre, baby.
I ain't heard him in a long time.
Yeah. Who? That's Dre.
Dre?
Oh, yeah. Any of Big Drake race?
Drake, no. What track can he go to?
Boom!
Damn, what track can he go to?
Come on, man. I'm going on mute, man, because we're trying to have a serious conversation. Well, Drake, fucking Drake.
Drake can't go to no track and be safe.
What's that nigga?
Well, whoever was, baby, like they left you alone, baby.
Man, Dre ain't nothing.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Dre?
He just fell asleep.
That's in Texas. You trying to tell me he can't go to a track in Texas?
Texas, 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 and S is neither. Better protection.
Damn.
Trouble. And it's trying to say, it's
what's up with all these people that can't go to tracks, man? Why they? What's up with all these people can't go to tracks, man? Why they can't go to tracks?
She be doing things on these back lines. It makes it kind of rough on the front line, if you get it.
Well, they go get they fuck around and get their chin checked.
Oh man, not the chin check.
You stop talking that shit and be polite. If you be polite, you can go anywhere in the world. If you don't be polite, you can't go no motherfucking well. Ain't that people ain't gonna allow you to go? That you your base ain't my base, nigga.
That's what it be with.
Yeah, you goddamn right. So you can't go certain places.
Hmm.
That will make you not go certain places. That's why there's a lot of people that's dead, and there's a lot of people that's locked up for no apparent reason. All they have to do is be polite and be cordial to everybody else, and everybody make substantial decisions.
They don't want to do that, baby.
It's real simple.
Y'all hear me?
That's the thing. That's the thing. You see what I'm saying? So you see what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing about it. You sit around and kind of crack jokes and all this whole stuff. That's not. You think it's funny? That's not funny.
You had to figure out who it is.
Ain't funny.
I don't care. I don't give a hoot. I'm gonna give it.
That nigga can't keep getting away with that, man. You can't do it. You find out who that nigga is and get checked.
Hey, Brother D, do we got a Jamaican woman?
Who got a Jamaican woman?
The nigga that's doing all that yawning back there.
I don't know who doing that.
African bitch that eat foo foo or some shit like that. The bitch eat foo foo.
Oh shit.
All that shit. I don't know nothing about no guy named Foo Foo. He eating Foo Foo and shit. Him and the bitch.
Yeah.
He ain't even married to the bitch. Damn. He ain't even married to the bitch. He ain't got that
many. I really like to know who's doing that. I really would.
Mm-hmm. With his faggot ass. Mm-hmm.
Man, this woman just came out control, man. This is fun.
Hey, baby. My spider sense is telling me it might be Leon rotten ass.
No, he's doing it as Leon talking, so it ain't Leon.
Damn Leon rotten ass. Damn you, Leon. Hey, motherfucker,
get you some good English, motherfucker. Who's back there yawning and shit. Bitch ass nigga, you doing some petty ass shit. You doing some kid shit, nigga. I'm a grown ass man, punk.
I'm real paid, punk.
Damn.
Baby, a grown
That's
man,
right.
dog. That's right, baby.
Put your ass, nigga. All my bills paid, motherfucker. They current. My shit current, sir. With your whole ass. Oh.
He back there yawning and shit like, oh.
Your pussy ass out here.
Hey, listen.
I don't want the motherfucker damn on shit, nigga.
You teacher finna get the break from Chino?
Man, shit. That big ass stupid kid's motor finna wake up now. That motherfucker, that devil motherfucker ain't fucking around.
That race,
good.
That race taking place tonight, Leaky?
Yeah.
It's coming, okay.
It got to be coming up. What time is it? Everybody's got to be coming up.
Rappers?
trying to help babies figure out who that was. I done spent so much time trying to help babies figure out who it is. That know us, I done missed all the race. I don't know what else I can do for you, baby. I'm trying. Yeah, but I can't what you said.
Let me get back on. Ask you who on, because I forgot who glad I was on.
You got
to be in the state of
line. That's what we need.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, young world.
Hey.
Young world, young world.
So close to that door.
They locked in for 10:30, so they're coming up. 1:05 at 10:30.
1:05 at 10:30.
Leon. Yeah. I'm gonna lock in, motherfucker. Goddamn it, tell me that motherfucker. Goddamn it, who goddamn it back there yawning? Goddamn it, I'm gonna lock his ass in. 1:05. Mm-hmm. 1:10. I'm gonna see what he wanna do. I'm on Kenny Rain there with Kenny Red or whatever the fuck his ass. I'm gonna tear his ass up.
Maybe.
We got them tempos. No, they be sounding good, boy. When they write. Hey, Leon. That turbo sound good, but that turbo sound good, but that pro charger, ooh, Lord have mercy. That mother say, that mother like he's taking the shit. That mother say, no, that's God, the turbo, oh baby. The pro charger is real loud. It's loud. That bitch is busting your eardrum. Ooh, Lord have mercy, that bitch foxy to me. Ooh, Lord have mercy, you foxy. I ain't lying. Much of this food costs here at Kroger's, I ain't lying. It ain't good to me. That's the second time I ate it. I don't need to tell nobody. I forgot it.
It's good because you complain about the price.
Let me tell you why. I just got some chicken nuggets, the chicken tender.
Mm-hmm.
That's compressed meat. That's compressed chicken. I'm so used to eating that other chicken, the real chicken. This say compressed right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got that.
I don't use them.
Where you get the food from?
Kroger. I ain't ate there in about a year. It's been a year since I ate there. Their fries good. They can have the other shit.
Don't have a Chick-fil-A out there by y'all?
No. Gotta go to Mayorville.
Oh, I forgot, my bad. I forgot you live in the country, my bad.
And I love the country. Love it. I can look out my window, ain't nobody peeping in my window. I can set shit outside and them motherfuckers come back in that hole. All that good shit.
A lot of them.
I look out my window, them deer standing in my yard looking all strong and shit.
You ain't pop you one of them motherfuckers? Oh, yeah. Hey, Leon, where you go? Mm-hmm. We had some deals out here playing in the fucking street the other day. Grown deals and babies.
Well, you're riding ass on there.
I'm right here. The guy got that horn and must have fell asleep. He kicked me out, got me out of there.
Oh, shit.
Got me out of here, Eddie.
Hey, man.
You must have been sleeping.
You don't never pop none of them goddamn deals. They be in your yard.
No, I ain't got time for that, Eddie. If you get hard, I grab hold of one. But right now, no.
Yeah.
You know what I do, though? My white buddies are coming down here, and they want to go back there and hunt. They go back there and get one or two of them and go get it all done up, and they'll bring me some meat.
Yeah.
I'll let them do that.
That's cool.
You know, Eddie, I had a buddy used to come over to my house. He'd get into his old lady. He'd go out there with a cooler full of beer and his fishing poles. He'd be out there all night, muscular, eating his ass up. He don't feel it. Then they'd start to catch them fishes, and he'd clean them fishes, skin them, and clean them for me, and knock on my door in a bucket and say, they ready to go, Leon.
Damn, that's cool.
Time to go back there. I let him take he got a 150 cord, go way back up in the woods, and I let him plug it off the house. He needs to go back there and get tow up. But he go catch the fishes now.
Yeah, he better not be letting them nasty ass mosquito bite on his ass. He had malaria.
But Eddie, a drunk ain't shit, because he probably ain't feeling it no way.
Man,
he can't
feel it when he gets
sober. Because he'll be back there all night.
Yeah, man, I can't stand the mosquito bites, man.
That's why I'm about to have a 100-foot cord. Matter of fact, Eddie, one cord is still here. It's a yellow cord I be using. That's his cord.
Yeah.
He left it back there hooked on the side of the wall. That stuff will go way up in the woods. I just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I used to go fishing. I don't like going fishing now. I don't like doing it no more. I can't sit there and catch them fishing. And then going up in the woods, you better watch the way people throw animals away, throw shit away. You goddamn snake, you on the hole fishing in the hole, and you goddamn wall of snakes sitting over there.
What kind of snakes y'all got out there?
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of garden snakes, but last year I seen a black snake with a red stripe. I forgot the name of it.
That's a garden snake, Leon. I stepped on
they say that red is a black snake with a red. They say he's a little poison. It's a little poisonous snake. I always seen them green snakes. I seen that red black one. I cut his ass up too though. When I seen him, I picked that llama with them four blades down there, and I know he had to be in pieces. They won't be able to see him again.
I stepped on one here this time last year. Not this time last year, but last summer, right when summer first started. I thought I had stepped in a pile of mess, so I took my foot, going to drag it across the grass. And I'm like, man, that feels slimy. You know I had stepped in some dog mess. I looked down, and he was slimming away. By long John. My partner across the street be catching him.
Oh, man, you better be glad that motherfucker ain't bite you.
Hey, if you take a poisonous snake.
So I drug my foot across, I thought I stepped in some mess. And I looked down, he was sliding away. But I tell you, my partner across the street, he'd be catching him, taking him out. When he want to run his kids out the house, he'd take him out.
I ain't think shit now. I'm going to kill his ass. Run his ass over. Hey, Eddie, now I did got a heart now, because I did see a turtle. I took a picture of him. I let him go. When he heard me, though, he all there. That turtle can go. He went on back up in the woods.
Snapping, turtle. You okay?
I ain't going to find out. I let him go on man his business. Him and them frogs, I let them do their thing.
I went to school.
Yeah, I know some people eat them turtles, boy.
Neck.
Nah, he looked too cool. He looked just as cool and innocent. I said, nah, go on, buddy. Go on up in the woods. I'm dying downstairs. You're making me miss the news. That's why I left that on. I left it on so I could catch the news. Because I knew I wasn't going to be back in time to see it.
Them big ass snapping turtle, boy, they'll tear your ass up.
I went to school with one big edit. The girl that got hit by one took a plug out of her leg.
Yeah.
So I left the TV on because I was missing
it. It was this guy, big edit.
Come right down there and cut it off. So now it ain't even recording.
He took and cut the neck off of one, right? And I took a, like a, maybe about a 4-foot rod and held it down by his neck. And he snapped and grabbed it. And that's where he died at, on that rod.
Man.
Because once you cut
the
head off, that head still can snap. They can still snap at you once you cut the head off.
Get out of here.
Yeah, when Nate told me that be careful with that neck because it still snapped, I took the rod and held it out because I didn't believe it, and it snapped and grabbed that rod.
Hey man, when we was kids, man,
What you say, big guy?
Around 65th of Maryland, man, and there's a big old turtle there, man. We caught a big ass turtle in the alley over there on 65th of Maryland when we was kids. I don't know where that goddamn turtle could have came from. My dad couldn't believe it, man. That we came out of there with that big ass turtle.
We're getting new details tonight on
an
alleged plot to attack Chicago area
houses
of worship.
Well, I know
this
was
back in
the 60s.
In February, after
homemade explosives were found, they're going to snap and say, you cut that neck off. That neck's still alive. Even though you cut it off.
Involved
three teenagers, including one from Chicago. Whatever he grabs, he locks up to it.
Nomination stuff ain't even fun to me no more.
Look at that.
Yeah, that motherfucker, everybody should be getting close. 45 minutes from now.
Let me go on Facebook right quick, see if I can find it. Did you share it, Leon?
I can't remember who I was on with, Eddie. I'm roaming through it right now because I forgot who page I was on. Gino, that's a damn pro mine. Gee, that mama caught that a pro mine anyway. That mama came out 50 that pro mine. Huh?
That car Gino got the pro mine?
Hell yeah, that's a pro mine. That kind of like Scotty G car. Just yellow. Can I fix the damn pro mine? Definitely cannot fix it, yeah. I don't think that's that shit. No.
That might not be enough.
The track hustler somewhere. I wonder if he down there.
Who?
Down there.
The track hustler.
Yeah, he down there.
Okay.
I'm like,
that's for him to go live.
Matter of fact, that's
Is that Keisha in line? I think Keisha in the stage in line.
It's an old one to track us right here. It ain't live right now. He got a Camaro. A blue Camaro.
He ain't live. That's a Mustang, Eddie. And somebody just flew down through there, too. Hey, that was a Mustang that went down through
there.
Yeah,
boy.
Anthony
Johnson.
God, no, I have to go back and look at that again. Hey, have baseball season started yet?
They in the preseason. I mean, the practice and it's in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
That I think they're in the preseason.
They just showed it. I thought this was old. Cubs got their ass tore up 10 to nothing. Damn. Wow. That's a bad way to start off. They got their asses tore up.
Damn,
my goodness. Pretty big track down there. If they fill that house up, boy, somebody got a bankroll.
Shouldn't be enough.
Man, that man gonna grab him as soon as he let that thing go.
Yeah, mine must be behind yours, Leon.
Yeah, mine. So I'm in the short. Somebody, whoever they in the, about the golf cart stuff now.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie.
He just walked back.
Jamie, pull this off. Yeah, yeah, I'm a little ahead of you. Boy, he got 75 people going right now. Look at that city going up. This man said he got that electronics to the oil pan.
I'm finna share for other people to pick it up. Eddie, he got twins. I see that, man. Yeah, he's supposed to
catch that. Only way Jamie can pull this off if they knock the tires off. And then look what he got in the front. He got that pecker in the front. Jamie ain't got no pecker.
What's that, man? Look like a 68, 67 Camaro?
67 or 68, one of them. Old X4 Mazda.
Yeah.
Another Scotty G.
That's a 68.
Yeah, man.
I say, who have to share that to you?
So what I should tell him?
Lock down Mike. I can send the mic.
Hey, y'all, the race going to get me stopped. It's a race. They get ready to race.
We looking at it.
We're looking at it now. Bye, bye.
And Jamie ain't going to say it. Man, we'll run him down, we'll hawk him down. If he don't knock them tabs off that pro mod, he gonna hawk him down before he say hi. Look at Quan them set back with that Mustang. Let's see, that Quan them, I need to see the side view. Let me see the side view. Go back to the Mustang. That damn great motherfucker, Quan, them guy can hustle, boy. And he didn't go back to it. Oh, no, that ain't it. That ain't it. That's some white boys out there. That ain't it. Quan, them guy, when this
and
time,
I heard him
hit.
Say something about red light. Red light, no race.
So Phil and did the.
They never heard of that with the brake.
What the fuck they do? Okay, I'm shut the fuck up. I'm mad my business. I'm gonna go. Now I don't want to see all this shit.
Hold on. Oh, they over there arguing because Jamie can burn the turbo car down. So now they got an issue going on. Eddie, you hear that?
Yeah.
The race might not happen.
Say something about red light, no race.
Well, they say that's a turbo. It can't be no burn down. You know, the nitrous car got to go in before the turbo car go up on his boost, so he won't burn his transmission
right.
Out.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call tomorrow. All right. Okay. All right.
They tell them to move out the way. They must got it worked out. They tell them people to move.
What'd you say, Eddie?
They were waving. What'd people
say,
move out the way. They might be getting ready to pull up there.
Yeah.
No, no. He said they got to have an understanding about the booster clock because the turbo clock got to go in last.
Right.
And he said he burned them down, which I don't think Jamie would play that game
that's true.
He got the break, you know. He just get in there, and when he cut the lights off, they count that bread. He gonna march the body there. He gonna go up. That's what Cowboy said.
Thumbs up.
Oh, they said 3 seconds. Cowboys say 7 seconds. They got 7 seconds to leave.
That's good.
Cowboys say he got 7 seconds to leave. The track people say he got 3 seconds to leave with the turbo.
That's all they really need. That's track rule right there, 7 seconds.
Oh, they ain't gonna do it, Eddie. I'm back. What I missed. So, Leah. Oh, fuck, yawning back there like a little girl. Oh, there it is. What is it? Baby, we try to keep you up on the race report. They have the staging lane in up by the water box and they trying to get some understanding.
That's the best thing in the world.
Understanding the best thing in the world. You can get together then. You can get together then, kid. Yeah, shit. Whole ass nigga ain't got that trying to do no gambling. He just got a car. Skin said that shit today. Just because a motherfucker got a car don't mean you're no motherfucking racer. A gambler, a racer. You gonna gamble any motherfucking thing. A real gambler. These motherfuckers ain't no gambler. These motherfuckers just want to say they got a car. I got a car.
That old turbo car.
You ain't doing nothing with it.
Jamie got to get out the way.
You gonna have to do something. You got to move, bitch, to get out the way, or goddamn to stay in front. One of the two, Uncle Mudbone. I tell you
hey,
what.
Hey, he trying. Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. That motherfucker, they're trying. He trying something. He feel he can win. He trying something. A lot of motherfuckers ain't gonna try that shit just to break from a car like that.
Yeah, well, the good thing about it, at least goddamn it, Jamie got up there, goddamn it, to try to goddamn it gamble. A lot of motherfuckers won't even get up there to gamble.
He's show gambling.
They scary ass.
That's damn show gambling.
That's the whole thing.
That damn show gambling.
These
scary
ass niggas be having these cars. Taking, they spent $900 to take the car to the track and won't gamble nobody for $200. So stupid ass out here. Fucking idiot box. Hey, go again back there. I hear you.
Nah, that was me that time, baby. I was yawning for real. That was me that time.
Nah, I thought that was the song going back
nah.
there when you kept yawning.
Nah, that was a real yawn.
You boys don't want to do no damn gambling, no racing. Ain't got no fucking money. This damn log of race. Fuck out of here. Niggas be broke. I had the nerve to talk about somebody else.
Man, you paying barely paying your motherfucking bills, living with your wife, nigga. Your wife got the money, you ain't got shit.
Eddie, I like what he's doing. He's going on the Big End. I like that.
No, okay.
I like that. He's going on the Big End. Yep.
What, he walking the track? What, he walking the track, Leon?
No, he's going in the bleachers so you can get a good video.
Oh, okay. Oh, they finna get it in. They finna go on that box. This is going that box, baby. Where war? Where with it?
Yeah, Lee, I'm doing that. Now that is a pro mark. That stuff is stressed and long.
Ooh. Hey, doing the burnout, y'all. Y'all be quiet. You know what's happening. Oh, no, that's whole daddy. That whole daddy and that Mustang going first. That whole daddy's a Malibu.
Who got the, what you calling them? Turn the TV down. Let me hear you. Because I'm driving.
Whole daddy versus Alcatraz. 5025. The boy's gambling now. I'm gonna take that Chevrolet.
He understand, Leon.
I know it. That Malibu on the right hand lane.
Yeah. Who you like? Who you like, Leon?
I like the boo. I see Young Money looking.
Ooh.
Bonds. Who they coming up there now? He just had 75, and he got 300 some people right now. Steady going on. 358.
Young Money said.
Hold daddy. Hold daddy. Somebody said they got hold daddy.
Young Money saying hold daddy. Big time.
Big Keisha for Young Money. Look. Young Money saying Big Keisha.
Look.
Hold on, y'all. They got a Bobo. Now, hold on. Here we go. That boo gonna get up out that gate. Get the headlights on. What they doing over there? Vincent Peterson. Woo! That boo gone. That boo gone. That boo gone. Hold daddy for the win. Hold daddy for the win. That boo gone.
That joker moved on. Hold daddy. Hold daddy. Drive around.
They still sitting at
the
line.
Yeah, hold daddy. Shelved it over there now. What you say, Eddie?
They still sitting at the line on mine. Now we got two bulbs on. Now he lit up.
Oh, damn, Eddie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Yeah, hold daddy for the win.
Hey, that's what I be saying about you. You got to try to kill that tree when you got them cubic inches to go down and grab a sucker.
Yeah, man.
That boo like a low rider going down through there.
Now, let's see there. We have a serious conversation, low rider. I don't see none out there say Beauty.
I ain't know my mic was over, man. My mic was over. I thought shit, my mic was over. I thought it was me.
That's all right. Mic, dog him saying mic. That shit, he going to get him tomorrow. Dog him say that, he going to get him tomorrow. Dog going to get his ass.
Too much information, big guy. Too much information.
I be hitting dog on the text and he be cussing me out.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen. I swear for living to Jesus. This is my right hand of God. We're going to punish Rob because I'm tired of Rob. We're gonna take one of these show cup Buicks and punish him. I'm gonna take you or I'm gonna take Pimp one of these show cup Buicks because he's scared he beat DD already, so we're gonna leave that alone. And we're gonna stick our whole arm in his tail.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that. And I don't want him to be sitting around here. Oh man, we got to do this, and we got. I don't want to hear all that talk around. You said this and said that and said this and said that. Well, the Buick here, I want to run. We want to run. I don't want to lock in and get it over with, and let's race.
Oh man.
He just froze. What's happening? Oh, there we go. There we go. Don't freeze on
him. Yeah, they coming up.
He got a whole arm in his tail. Motherfucker.
They coming up, Leon.
Yeah, Leon, you had the Camaro. Yeah, Leon said Camaro for the win.
Yes, sir. You got damn car. The damn turbo car got so much top end. He got so much mile per hour down there, she is. And he's fooling with a well-built car. I guarantee that's either a Haas or a vehicle chassis.
Hey, but I think Cash on the Cash cars in the South.
Cash App Keith, who is that saying that? Jamie Port, who is that? I don't know who you is, so I ain't going to bet you. I ain't bet on the line, but I don't even know who you is. What's that? 69. I don't know who that is. I don't know. You ain't bet. No, somebody just said they got Keisha. I don't know who that is.
There's a couple of them who say they got Cash App Ready.
Yeah, but I don't know who they
is. He got his work cut out.
If you know him, you ain't got to worry about that.
Right.
See, over there.
I don't know.
One of them young money boys pop up there. I bet there. They can pay me when I see them.
Well, your money good, but then.
Yeah. I ain't getting no lie and bet these niggas don't know who they are.
Doing the right thing.
$40 to $50, $80 to $100. Who was that?
Hey, nigga, be standing right beside you. You won't know him. And they
yeah.
$500. You doing you $500, you ain't going to say that because you don't know him.
Right.
Yeah. Jamal Porter said blue for 50.
Mm-hmm. You see that 40 to 50, 80 to 100?
Mm-hmm. I see you. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that motherfucking track right off the expressway.
Yeah.
Cedric R. replying to Virginia.
Hey, y'all keep these damn people in the way. We're going to let these people out the way.
Man, I don't know what you said.
It looks like
yeah,
the track going, had the
if
more rocket cars
going,
than...
If everybody
like
going to beat this, you can really see some.
They can see the race a lot
easier. Yeah.
A lot easier to see the races.
I mean, look at everybody wants to stand on the sideline.
You understand why they won't start crying around the line. In my event, I'm not having no nigga on the sideline. In my event in June, I'm having an event in June at 41. I ain't having no nigga.
I mean, it looked like so many came on the sideline. Don't even want to go on the bleachers. All you're going to see the back of the car when they take off.
That's it. If you see that.
Who's that part?
Was not on BT short to see the car. Still can't see him. And still be out there anyway. I'm not having that. Together, you come to my event in June and watch what I tell you. I ain't having no nigga standing around.
I know that's right.
I did a burnout. Somebody doing burnout. Burnout.
That's a Camaro.
They doing the burnout, Eddie.
Camaro on the far side.
Man, that man's gonna run over Jamie, man. Hey, that Eddie had a thing slam down to the ground. Lord have mercy.
That nigga just like Loretta, whatever you Big yeah. That nigga done broke in Ken Hoker's shop and stole my car. I'm going to ride to Kenny, Big Ed. I think that nigga done broke in the shop.
Come on. Ooh, wee. Eddie, you finna see some big mouth power right here.
22
I don't know who you are.
Oh,
somebody said Malibu. Called. I don't know none of y'all. UCLA. I don't know about hearing about no football game in Carolina. These people really... Yes, sir. I like that. Go back.
Big
Hold on. Who got a ball ball? Jamie got credit ball going first. Mike Hill, Keisha. I can't. God, don't get. Man, take it out. Take it out.
Jamal Porter name sound familiar. Here they go.
Oh, Jamie, go.
Here they go.
Oh,
it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Jamie blowed up.
What flew around, Jamie? I don't know what happened, Jamie, but he flew around him.
Yeah, he was gone.
Flew around him. Drive-by, Chicago, drive-by.
400-foot mark, that boy drove right on around, Jamie.
You see, you see what happened?
Yeah.
Keith knocked them tires off out there.
No
he knocked them off.
He was on the ride. He was out there. Hey, Legan. I'm going to ride to Kenny's shop. I think my car missing, man.
You got to go out there because that's a Chevrolet you just looked at. Them Chevrolets. Not no Buick. Ain't nothing over there say Buick. Not nothing.
I just put that bottle on my frame, man.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, I think
it's a true ride, Jane, with authority. So what you call a drive-by leaking?
But that was nasty.
Don't tell me Jamie got his ass knocked loose, man.
Man, got his shit knocked upside down.
Hey, watch it here, though. Tomorrow, Dre gonna take over the show.
Who?
Dre gonna take over tomorrow.
Yeah, he gonna be calling.
Yeah, he gonna be calling. Dre gonna start calling at 5 o'clock in the morning. That nigga gonna start calling at 5 in the morning. It's gonna take somebody like
Hey, did you see when that thing caught up with him, man, how that thing just shot out of there, shot down through there? Well, keep Cowboy and they gave up 5,000. That's two races they went down there, fooling with them cars with them big ass motors in them, and they got whooped by Camaro. They got whooped by the last Camaro with that big ass motor with the big flicks and Willie bar. Somebody just went down through there.
You get your bet on leaking?
I couldn't get it fast enough because Mike Hill said bet 20 leaking. And before I can say it, they was already boosting up before I can type it in bet.
Hey, who was that boy from Detroit last week that was talking about saying something bad about they were saying he saying that somebody was on the phone saying something bad about Jamie and them and
baby, I don't know what you even talking about, man.
We don't know. Yeah,
it
was someone in them boys, man, from Detroit, man. I forget the boy name. I ain't get his ass so out. you can never say nothing about a motherfucker that's going and getting in battle. No, don't nobody got nothing bad to say about Jamie. No, don't nobody give a fuck about Jamie. But the thing is about is this here. When you get up to the right motherfucker and get his ass toe out, then what you gonna say? That's what I was getting at. I wasn't saying, you know, Jamie wasn't no good racer, wasn't valid or relevant in no fucking racing or no shit like that. But when he get his ass toe out, he ain't gonna say shit. He ain't gonna say absolutely nothing. You already know Jamie ain't gonna say shit. Him more Cowboy.
Hey, babe.
Cowboy might come on,
baby,
and say,
what are you talking about, baby? You losing me now.
No, I'm not losing you. No, it was a guy that came on from Detroit. I forget his name. And he came on and said, this is what he said. Somebody was downplaying Jamie for winning the Grudge Racer of the Year. And I said, now, when Jamie get his ass towed out, we don't supposed to speak upon that. We don't supposed to say nothing. Jamie got his ass towed out just a minute ago, right? So don't nobody supposed to say nothing about, hey, Jamie just got his ass whooped. So don't nobody go to fucking with him and tease him. I leave it alone with you, Leon. It ain't nothing personal. That shit ain't personal.
Hey, Leon.
Motherfuckers like who they like. Motherfuckers like who
shit.
They like.
Hey, Leon. Jamie tried something. It looked like, goddamn it, he had a good try if he wouldn't have got up on them tires.
Yeah, but see, that
bull gonna drive, you know, around Jamie, man. That car gonna drive around Jamie. Just truth be told.
Sure will.
He called him a little bit later.
I don't know, goddamn it.
Too much on that big end there. But you said, quick.
Yeah, he was right.
Even though Jamie did have an issue, he flew around Jamie with authority. When a cop come around you with authority like that, man, that's it. You just have to leave. I mean, just look at the race.
But I want to, well, Jamie had got
Jamie
off the gas. If you get off the gas, they going to fly by you like that. Shit.
If he got off the gas,
that something is coming.
A bit longer, that's all. He's coming too hard. That car coming too strong for Jamie. I wanted Jamie to win, but that car was coming too strong. It's going to take somebody a little rider to whoop him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but like you said, it'd have been farther down the road when they caught him.
Yeah, he'd have caught him at the 400-foot mark instead of 3. He's so catching. That's too much for him, yeah.
Yeah, that was a whole lot, but he took a chance. He tried some, you know.
Hey man, ketchup come on hot dogs, French fries, and all that old shit. He made it, never even caught it. If they wouldn't,
all right, yeah,
now,
man.
Take that. You got that right, you motherfucker. You made it, never caught it. Put some ketchup on it, motherfucker. Nah, you probably never caught it. Yeah. If my auntie had a dick, she'd be my uncle. Sure will. Talking about if. Y'all saying some if shit. That shit over and done with. Pay them people and get the fuck on.
Yes, sir. It is what it is. You have to go back if you want to find out. If you think you got a chance, here, go back. That motherfucker showed no laying
and
it
Lee,
down.
And then Lee could say something happened to Trigger Man Casso. Ain't no telling. You don't know if it's bad, blowed up bad, or he can fix it. You know what I'm saying? So he just lost. Damn. Take the loss and keep it moving. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know if he blowed up. Looks like he did. He just blowed the tires. He might have just blowed the tires.
Probably hazed the tires.
He might have just.
Ain't no telling.
He got that. He blowed them motherfuckers.
That was the shit I be saying, man, about people, man. People be like, man, you can have the actual faster car and still get your shit pushed back. Motherfucker's just better than
you.
You
got
that
a good
day.
Ass break, boy. You got a hellfire break, I tell you that.
These niggas be crazy, man. I don't be getting these guys, man. These guys don't gamble. They don't know what's going on with the car. What's doing with the car. Yeah, here you go. You came back again. Good God Almighty.
Shit. Oh, bullshit.
Man, that's a good thing, man. At least a motherfucker racing. This motherfucker up there on the phone. He ain't doing no goddamn racing. And if he do got a motherfucker racing, he ain't got goddamn the money, goddamn the hours and crap with. Goddamn to do with the motherfucker racing. The gamble. With his stinking ass. Stinking bitch. Been fucking with me all night.
That's one thing. That's one thing you don't hear too much often. That often no more. The motherfucker getting a motherfucker to break. Everybody gave him a break.
And then, that's a gamble. That's what he's going in for.
Damn right, that's a gamble.
He's going in the actual gamble. So the thing is about it. When we gave. Terrio the break. I gave the man a break. I said, you got the break. I ain't even getting no fuck. I think our car was faster than his car. So guess what? We went together. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't going in and try to dissect Terrio's car and what he got on his car and all this old shit. Then we get out there, then Skin say this and that and this and that. And so, come on. Fuck. I locked the money in already. Come on.
Yeah, man.
That's how you bring action. It's not the fact I wanted to lose. It's not the fact I wanted to win. It's the fact of being bringing action. Fuck. Pussy ass nigga. You niggas ain't gonna lock me in. Yawning motherfucker ain't gonna lock a motherfucker in for nothing.
Oh, man.
They arguing about somebody else's shit back there. Listen to them. They arguing about somebody else's shit.
He's back. Got the Yana back. God damn it. Couple more weeks. It's time to get in action, man.
So the fuck is. It's time to stop talking that shit on this phone and see it real everyday motherfucking view.
Yes, sir.
So oh,
well,
no,
man, he ain't over there in Texas. Oh, Willie Dog ain't over in Texas, huh? Willie Dog, he ain't over there?
He must not be, because if he was, he would have been on live. He would have been filming.
Yeah, and talking plenty of shit, showing booties and everything.
Yeah, ass cam and all that.
Dog got his dust ass at home.
Yeah, because I sent that nigga a text and told him, I told that motherfucker Mudbone to be down there. He ain't want to go nowhere near the place after that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Mercy, that Mudbone. What are you talking about, little Mudbone or big Mudbone?
And one of them whooped dog ass.
Oh,
little Mudbone step on his motherfucking head.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that picture I put on Facebook today?
No.
You see my daddy car I put on Facebook? You better not move.
That's an awful ain't it?
Yeah, that's an Opal kid. I take that Opal and blow your ass out of it.
Damn, I had to go back, Vic. About what time you put it on there?
That was earlier today. My daddy's birthday was today.
Oh, about 2 or 3 o'clock today.
I got to go back and see your name.
Vic blind any motherfucking way. It don't matter. Motherfucker blind any motherfucking way. He can't see.
That's why you said, who blind?
You.
Oh, man.
Get up there next to me. I'm going to show you how blind I am.
Vic, you know I got to fuck with you, bro. You know you my
it's
man.
All good.
So you
it's all good.
Yeah. I didn't really go on Facebook until just now. I got to go down and find it.
Yeah, that's my daddy's car from the 30 days. He still got it.
Yeah.
It's an Opel?
Yep, 71 Opel GT.
I'm going to just go to
what
your page.
What color is it, Vic?
Green. Well, it's a different color.
I'm
going
to just go to your page, man.
Yeah, that was from back in the, he had painted it right before, right after 30 closed. It's tangerine orange and some other colors.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That was nice.
But
you
still got it.
Looks like you got some time under that motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
Still got it, huh? Still turnkey?
Yeah. Yeah, it's running.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Like AMX, too. Like an AMX too. The AMX and the Opal. Parenza. I like them cars. Vic, you too tall to get in the motherfucking open.
No, I can't fit in there.
7'5".
No, I ain't that tall, motherfucker.
7'5", goddamn. You can't get in no goddamn open.
No, I can't.
Yo, you
get
can't
in
get
enough.
In no goddamn
no,
open.
No. I drove it when I was 14.
Little ass car.
The hell is that? Small girl.
All
the
motherfuckers need to be 5.
Well, that's a big
you
ass
got that lady
you
got
the whole
around
over.
In our house. Walking around naked. She walking around the house naked. And you grown ass men walking, looking at her naked. Y'all some rotten white bitches. Stinking bitch. Suppose all them punk motherfuckers need to be fired. Walk around the house with your mama when she naked. Getting out the shower. Bitch. Motherfucking police think they got them to bug the law. Kick the lady dough down and all that old mess. And in the wrong house. Y'all supposed to get sued, you fucking idiot.